A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Kuf Dalid, Kesubas 104a, pagination is 207. We'll start on the facing page, the last two lines, a famous Gemara about the end of Rebbe's life. Tanya, we learned. Rebbe Muto B'Tzipori, Rebbe was placed in Tzipori, that's where he was. Umaka Muchano B'Veis Sha'arim. But he had a place designated for him in Beis She'arim. That's where he would be buried. That was his real location. V'atanya, we learned, tzedek tzedek tirdof. If you want to seek righteousness, halochacha Rebbe leveis She'arim, go to Rebbe in the place called Beis She'arim. And the answer is, Rebbe beveis She'arim have. Originally he was in Beis She'arim, and that's the place that he was known for. Elekeven decholash, when he got weak, he got sick at the end of his life, and to Yua Litzipori, they relocated him to Tzipori, de medalia uvasis avira, because it had better air, its conditions were more comfortable, and they were hoping to help him and alleviate his situation, his pain. Hahu yoma denach nafshe de Rebbe. It was on the day that Rebbe finally died. So earlier in that day, gozu rabbanan ta'anisa, the rabbis legislated a fast day, uva urachmi, and they were davening that Rebbe should not die. Va'amri, and they even said, koman de omar noch nafshe de Rebbe, anybody who would say the words, Rebbe was nifter, yidoka becherev, shall be pierced by a sword. You have to know exactly what they meant. Perhaps it means that Rebbe, in a borderline state, they were thinking, if someone would say those words, so the words themselves would have impact, and bimachria would decide which direction this illness was going. In any case, that was the very delicate situation that they were in. Selika amse de Rebbe le'igra, the maidservant of Rebbe went on the roof, Amra, and her declaration was, El yonim mevakshim es Rebbe, v'atachtonim mevakshim es Rebbe. The upper forces, the heavens, the angels, they want Rebbe. They want him to pass away, they should have his soul. And the lower people want his soul to stay in his earthly existence. Yiratzan sheyakufu tachtonim esu elyonim. She issued a prayer that the lower ones, the earthly ones, should be stronger, should overcome the upper forces. However, kevin dechazoi kama zimni de'ayil levesakisei v'cholatz tefillin umanach luhu v'kometz ta'er. When she saw how he was trying to relieve himself, the restroom, and he would take off his tefillin, and he would put them back on, and he was in a lot of pain, Amra, she said, enough already. He writes on me'epi Hashem's will, shayakufu elyonim es hatachtonim, that the upper forces should overcome the lower forces. However, the rabbis did not stop from their prayers, like saying Tehillim, they just didn't stop, and therefore it was not possible for him to expire because of their prayers. Shakla Kuza, she took a jug, Shadye Me'igra La'ara, she threw it from the roof to the ground, and at that moment it shattered, it distracted people, Ishtiku Mirachme, they were silent from their prayers, V'nach Nafshe De Rebbe. And at that moment, Rebbe passed away. Amru le'rabbanan levar kapara. The rabbis told Bar Kapara, Zil Ayin, go check into it and find out if Rebbe is still alive. Ozal ashkechei denach nafshe. He went and he found that Rebbe had passed away. Kare le'levushe, he ripped his garments in mourning, as a student or as a reverence to the leader of the generation, and he turned the tear to the back of his garment. Their garments were more like robes, tunics, didn't have the sleeves. He was able to just rotate it to the back. Posach v'omar, and he said, Elim u'metzukim echazu ba'oran ha'kodesh, both the upper ones and the lower ones were grabbing in the Aron HaKodesh. Nitzchu Elim es ha'metzukim v'nishba Aron HaKodesh. The upper ones finally overcame the lower ones, and they captured the Aron HaKodesh, and that's how he was referring to Rebbe as an Aron, as a Sefer Torah. Omrulei. So they say to him, as he comes back to the yeshiva, Noch nafshei, did he pass away? Omaluhu, he said, Atun ko'amrisu, you're the ones who said it. Va'anolo ko'amina, but I didn't say those words. You can't get those words out of me. And we have this concept, motzi diba huksil, a person who says bad tidings is a fool. There's nothing claim to fame to be the bearer of bad tidings. So certainly there are times when you have to share information, and there's a purpose to sharing the information, but a person shouldn't go out of their way to be the reporter of bad news. B'shas petiroso shel Rebbe, it was at the end of Rebbe, when he was ready to pass away, zokaf eseretz ba'osav kalapi maila, he lifted his 10 fingers towards heaven, Omar, and he said, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Goli v'yadua lefanecha, you know, you could attest, Sheyagate be'eseretz ba'osai b'torah, that I toiled in Torah with my fingers, with my essence, v'lo ne'anesi afilu be'etzpe katana, and I didn't benefit from this world, even with a small finger. Yiratzam ufanecha, may it be your will, sheyehe shalom b'menuchasi, that there should be peace in my resting, that when I come to be buried, it should be peaceful. Perhaps what he was referring to was the concept of chibut hakever, which is described by some of the mefarshim, Rabbi Aye Kaplan, in his essays on the topic, describes by way of anthology of the Mefarshim. He says that when a person dies and is buried, so there's trauma to the soul, because the soul on the one end identifies with the body, on the other end sees that it's very much alive, even though the body is dead and decomposing. So that's traumatic for the soul. If a person is too indulgent in this world on a physical level, so then the soul has this very difficult job to disengage and become a fully spiritual energy. If, however, a person is not physically indulgent, then one would understand the transition from the soul with the body to the soul independent is not as traumatic, because the soul never truly identified with the body and wasn't locked in to being indulgent physically and losing sight of the purpose of creation. And therefore, the person would be more shalom b'menuchasi, because they had less physical benefit from this world. We'll stop there. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.